Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kaz, there's been so much made about President Trump's comments, and I know we just had, you know, a pretty lengthy press conference here talking about some of the issues. But just moving forward, you talked a bit just a moment ago about how local leaders have been doing a great job at, you know, setting an example for the community. But is that enough?
Well, it begins there. It begins there. The communities, local communities, cannot do too much what happens on the national level. But, you know, I've always had the philosophy that, you know, we need to influence what we can control. And what we've done as a city, as a county, and as leaders from the different organizations and so forth, on having a racial equity roundtable where racial issues can be discussed, where disparities can be discussed, I think it begins there. It starts there. As far as the national level, you know, you can't control the national level. But if communities bond together, okay, such as ours, that they've been very successful, we'll continue to make an impact on where we live and where it makes a difference.
The reality of this situation, though, is that a lot of it is dictated about what happens at the national level. The president sends out tweets. Everybody condemns him on Twitter. Very rarely do you get the opportunity to see a full roundtable discussion with somebody at the national level, like the president, for example. You only hear the sound bites, and our station's included in that. You just hear the sound bites of all of it. Do you think we'll ever get to a point where we're going to have full in-length discussions that people will actually pay attention to at the highest level?
Well, first of all, you got to speak up about it. And second of all, you know, it begins with us. Mm-hmm. It begins with each individual to doing what they think is right, okay, in the local community and local environment. And I think that everyone has that responsibility and that obligation. You know, us as individuals, we got to do what affects our communities and think as far as what's best for our communities. And whatever the topic may be, whether it be housing, healthcare, education, racial disparities, you know, we need to talk about it. And eventually, you know, it'll make a difference. We can't give up. We got to continue.
I don't know the experience you went through. I don't know the experience that many people of Hispanic heritage went through at all. But being in America as a person with a Hispanic background, can you give us a little bit of insight as to just some of the struggles that you have to deal with?
Well, first and foremost, you know, in my age, in my time, in point, I'm very proud of my heritage. You know, and I think back when my parents came here in the early 1950s. You know, they came here, they didn't know a word of English. When my parents passed away, they still spoke broken English. But let me tell you, they had the heart to succeed. They had the heart to prevail, okay, and to search for the American dream. And I'm a result of that, and I'm very proud of that. You know, my parents came here with humble beginnings, with a limited education, like many other Hispanic Americans came here. But they did not give up. Their commitment, their dedication, and their forthright to search what's best for them and best for their families, you know, they were able to accomplish that, regardless of all the discrimination that they faced. And they did face discrimination. We used to talk about that with my parents, but they didn't give up. They put that on the side and continue to do what they thought it was right.
Do you still deal with discrimination to this day?
Absolutely. You deal with discrimination every day. But if we're going to let that get in the way of what we believe and feel to move a community forward, well, we might as well hang up the gloves right now. You know, and I don't try to let that get in the way of my thought process as far as what I do for the community.
What are some of the type of things and, you know, full disclosure here, we can always edit out whatever you say here, just in case it gets a little too bad. But what type of discrimination things are people of the Hispanic culture still dealing with in 2019?
Well, you know, first of all, their language. You know, they speak their native language in a setting, and they're told to speak English. You know, something as simple as that. You know, but that's the atmosphere we live in. We, you know, we can't give up. We gotta have that discussion. And folks that disagree, we gotta learn to disagree. Okay, agree to disagree. So you know, we can't give up. We have to work with everybody in order to move communities forward, in order to bring the right services and progress to the community. You got to work with everyone. Also, you know, you're not part of every table here. And in order to make a difference for your community, you need to be at the table. Sometimes you're not invited to the table.
When do you think, how long do you think it's going to be till everyone can just get along?
Well, you know, I hope to see it in my lifetime. You know, we all get along. You know, we see that now, you know, in many areas, in many pockets of what you do in the community. You know, we get along. But sometimes, you know, these zingers come out of nowhere that sort of try to derail. But we got to continue to stay focused. We got to continue to, you know, to focus on what's right for the community, and you know, hopefully we'll be all right.
Are we on the right track?
Absolutely, we're on the right track.
Even with these comments by the president?
I feel very confident we're on the right track. We just need to talk about it, and hopefully, you know, it'll help those that hear these things really take the good and the bad they reject.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.